Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 13 March 2024. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. You're in for another treat tonight with another very special guest. As I say, I've been blessed to find some of the best guests in the country. I do believe this. And this month, I make 31 years on the radio doing this. So maybe by the grace of God, we help somebody, bless somebody, whatever. I pray so. Before we go to him, though, make a couple announcements, if you don't mind. Of course, tomorrow being Thursday, if everything goes right, we'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. We would love to hear from you. And I mean that. If you just want to call and say hi, now if you get a little busy, I may not get to talk for you long, but folks, your call, just saying hello, means a lot to us. It truly does. You can call tomorrow and place an order if you like. If you want to order, go and order in advance the DVD or CD series on American Prophecy. Or if you want the book, The New Jerusalem, Not the Old Jerusalem, whatever you may want out of this, you call tomorrow. And if you don't have long distance, you can call us toll-free at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. And if you can call long distance, it'll help us if you call our toll number, 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We'd love to hear from you either way. And, of course, Saturday, if everything goes right, we're going to have our Bible studies, our Christian Worldview News segment. As always, start at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You can watch us live, and I hope you can, on a computer. Just go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Get out on the homepage a little way. You'll see Rumble. Click on there, and there it will be. And I'm going to tell you, Rumble has a great video, great picture. You can, if you don't mind looking at my face, the first half hour from 10, 30, 11, of course, as always, is prayer requests and praise reports. So I'd love for you to join us for that. You can call in and talk to us. You'll see a number on the screen behind me, or I'll be giving out audio so you can hear us if you listen on the phone. But you can call in at the prayer request, prayer report at the 11:30, 12:30. We get into Christian Worldview News. From 1 to 2, we're going to do the second part of the teaching of the USA and Prophecy. And I hope you, folks, that's so important. We're all through that book, I promise. I'm going to prove it scripturally. There's nothing I'm making up. And if you don't have a computer, you can listen to us online if you like by calling 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. And I was asked last night to mention about a conference coming up in Cincinnati. If you're anywhere near Cincinnati, if you enjoyed last night's guest, Micah Van Hoos, and Pastor Greg Patton the night before, they'll be meeting in Cincinnati on the 7th of June. June 7th, there'll be a meeting there, and they hope you can join them. Now, to find out about this, you can call the same toll-free number you called to order the books, 800-652-1144. 800-652-1144. 800-652-1144 to find out where Pastor Craig and Mike is going to be. I hope you'll call and find out where they're going to be. If you're anywhere in the Cincinnati, I guarantee you, you're going to enjoy this seminar. I guarantee you are. And a quick prayer request tonight, please. You prayer warriors, if you don't mind, keep Frankie Valens. Now, it's not the Four Seasons Frankie Valens, but he was a star back in the 60s in pop culture and pop music. Fine Christian man. His wife passed away a year or so ago, and Frankie's had a hard time since him with a lot of different things. But Frankie's his health is failing also. Frankie Valens has been on this program, a beautiful singer, sung several pop songs back in the 60s. A lot of you folks know who I'm talking about probably, but he's in bad health right now. And I'm asking for prayer for Frankie, for comfort. I'm sure he wants to go home and be with the Lord. I'm sure he does. But it be our Father's will, may to heal him, give him no more time on earth. He was getting back into things. He was going to be going to, I think, Texas to join some people there and sing some songs, mostly hymns now. But keep Frankie Valens in your prayers if you don't mind, okay? Please. I know this man, he emceed one of our seminars several years ago. Done a great job. Brought back a lot of memories of when I was just a teenager. And that goes back a few years. But anyway, keep Frankie in your prayers, please. Now, our guest tonight, Pastor Mark Biltz. He has quite a story to tell, background. I'm going to let him tell most of it. That he had been all over the place before he come to Christ. And believe me, he's had experience in the past of things that most people don't even think about, and with, we'll say, religions, and how he come to know Christ as his Savior. And Pastor Mark, are you there?
Thank you so much for having me on your program.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I've been looking forward to this, really have. And folks, we're going to discuss something tonight that, after he does his bio, I'm going to do a bio, of course, we're going to discuss something that comes up next month, the 8th of next month, with a nationwide eclipse. And I'm not setting dates or doing anything and saying anything's going to happen. We're just going to share with you the facts, what's happened in the past, when things happen in the past similar to this, that you may look for, you may look into and think about. I don't want our Father has in store for our nation completely, but I know America is ripe for judgment. The Bible says she is. The prophecy says she is. I'm going to prove it again in Bible study. So I would urge you to pay attention to what Pastor Mark has to say about this upcoming eclipse in a minute. But tell the folks about who Pastor Mark Biltz is, please.
Well, thank you. I'll try to go quickly because it's not about me. It's about the Lord. I was raised Catholic for 19 years. Then my dad married a Protestant, when I was born. So here I have a Protestant mother, a Catholic dad, but I'm Jewish on my father's side and have relatives who died in the Holocaust that are listed in Israel. When it happened, my ancestor was married to a Jewish lady in France and decided he was tired of being a poor Jewish tailor, so he runs off with this wealthy Catholic lady to America and has my grandpa. Then he goes back, and his wife wanted nothing to do with him. But since he left my great-grandma, and all she knew was Catholicism, she raised my grandpa knowing that he was Catholic, but his dad was Jewish. So they raised my dad Catholic, and then he married my mom, who's a Protestant. But while we were growing up, we would do the Jewish Passover, and I still have the booklet in Hebrew and English to remember our Jewish roots. So I'm a mutt with Catholicism, Protestantism, and Judaism all in my background. But I got saved when I was 19, and then I was a Catholic for 19 years, then a Protestant for 19 years. I'm still a believer, but the last 25 years I've been trying to connect Christians and Jews together, building a bridge. Okay. And our congregation is weird, I like to say. I started it 25 years ago. Now we're mostly an internet congregation, but we have about 300 cities from 30 nations listening every weekend. And our local congregation really is in our TV studio. We can only fit about 100 people. But even in the local studio, we have a dozen languages spoken and a dozen denominations represented.
Okay. Interesting. So, and you've been doing this for how many years now?
24 years. Next year will be our 25th anniversary.
All right. Well, congratulations on that. I mean that. I mean, you're right. You're just kind of a mongrel mix. I mean, that's okay. That's You pick out the way that you know.
What's amazing is our internet audience every month is about 250,000. So,
wow,
that makes it
fun. Praise God for that. Praise God for that. And you obviously have been studying a lot of things on the history of different things, including we're going to talk about eclipses in a minute. So, are you into prophecy teaching somewhat? Are you? I mean, do you get into that? Do you study that?
Yes, yes. I mean, I jokingly like to say we're a nonprofit ministry in both ways, but I do study the Bible and I do declare what I see is coming. So, yes, I do love prophecy. I love the Book of Revelation. I've written several books, four books, been bestsellers. One of them is on decoding the Antichrist. But I love prophecy. Yes.
Okay, and you obviously have studied history, past history, about different things, signs, we'll say, in the heavens and different things that's happened in the past. Give us some background, some things you learned from that.
Well, I'm so glad you asked, because the main thing, I don't want people to think I'm just pulling things out of a hat. I basically use math, science, biblical astronomy, the Bible, and I look at patterns, just like a detective trying to find the bad guy is looking for patterns, you know, to profile. I try to profile what God is doing, so to speak, so I can know if this is him or if it's a coincidence. And in Genesis 1:14, this is what so many people miss. It says God created the sun and the moon for signs. The number one reason is signs. And so we have to really grasp that. Just like a baseball catcher hand signals to the pitcher signs or signals, God created the sun and the moon for signs. Well, the only signs they can create is an eclipse. And then it says for seasons, days, and years. But the problem is English. When we hear the word season, we think winter, spring, summer, fall. But that's not what it means. It means more like hunting season, okay, or the designated time frame for events to happen. And then when it says days and years, it's referring to the Shemitah year, the Jubilee year, the holy days like Passover, Pentecost. And so NASA records 12,000 solar eclipses over a 5,000-year time period, even 1,000 years in the future. It's all math. And so they say you can only have one total lunar eclipse every year and a half. Okay, well, I noticed there were four total lunar eclipses in a year and a half, and I wonder, wow, what does that mean? That's an anomaly. And lo and behold, there were four total lunar eclipses when Israel recaptured Jerusalem in 67, when Israel became a nation in 48, 1492, all the Jews were kicked out of Spain. There were these four lunar eclipses. So anyway, I just see the pattern, and I know something's coming in the future.
Okay. So with the pattern you're seeing now and what's coming up here just in a couple of weeks, what are you getting out of that from what you've studied in the past has happened in the past with these things? What has happened in the past other than what the items you mentioned that make you kind of maybe look into what's happening today?
Exactly. Well, here's the thing. Here God said he created those as signs when they fall on specific days. Well, what's amazing is you go clear back to 70 AD when the temple was destroyed. There were solar lunar eclipses in 69, 70, and 71 that fell on all the biblical holidays. The church needs to get on God's calendar or they're not going to know the sign. Just like you and me talking, you're in a different time zone. If we don't agree on whose time, we're never going to meet. And so God, his signals, God is trying to communicate with us. That's what I want your audience to know. He's trying to communicate with us, but it's going to be on his schedule, not our schedule. And that's why we need to know the appointed times. Well, the solar eclipses, for example, you only get one solar eclipse, total solar eclipse, about every year and a half. Okay, well, what's amazing when you look at that, since the United States has become a nation in 1776, there's only been eight total solar eclipses that have completely crossed the United States. I'm not talking clipping a corner like Florida or California. Eight total solar eclipses that have completely crossed the United States, and guess when they happened? They happened in the late 1700s during the Revolutionary War, in the late 1800s during the Civil War, and then in the 1900s during the Vietnam War, and now we're in this century, And we had one 7 years ago, okay, in 2017, the Great American Eclipse that crossed. And then we have this one. That one went east to, west to east. This one's going to go south to north. And they intersect each other. All right? Well, here's what's mind-blowing. Get a load of
now, I want you to explain that now. So there'll be basically two eclipses in. Put them at Okay.
Yeah, 7 years ago, there was the total solar eclipse that went from Oregon down to South Carolina. Now we have this eclipse coming this April 8th that goes up to Canada, from Mexico to Canada. But where those two will intersect in the sense of where it crosses the one from 7 years ago, it crosses in southern Illinois in an area historically known as Little Egypt. There's cities all around it called Cairo and Thebes and Karnak and Goshen. They got an Egyptian health museum there. The logo for the university is a pyramid and the god Horus. And it's intersecting right there in Little Egypt. And guess what? The eclipse that's coming up April 8th occurs on the very same day of the original plagues of darkness in Egypt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's on Nisan 1. Nisan 1 is the very day that God's glory fell the following year after exiting Egypt. Okay? Nisan 1 is huge. That was the inauguration of Moses' tabernacle. It's the very day Nadab and Abihu died. But it's also the very day that God told Moses, this is to be the beginning. Like everything is going back to the beginning right here when you are to be the beginning of the months for the religious calendar. So here this eclipse is intersecting right there in the area known as Little Egypt on the same day that the three plagues of darkness began.
That's not a coincidence. Go ahead. That's
really exactly. And then guess what? It also intersects. There was an eclipse a week after Hamas invaded Israel back on October 7th, like October 14th. And this eclipse went from Oregon down through southern Texas. So think of a capital letter A in your mind, and at the point is Oregon. And one leg of the A went through South Carolina, the other one goes down through Texas, and then the bar is this one coming April 8th. Well, where it intersects in southern Texas is in an area known as the Texas Triangle, which is the number one place of all human sex trafficking in the United States.
Hmm.
And guess what? There's a town there within that Texas Triangle known as Jonah, and about 100 miles away is another town called Nineveh, all within the Triangle.
Interesting.
I know.
Keep going.
It's all about slavery from Egypt, and God said he wants to set the captive free. And so I think God is going to be judging big time the United States. This eclipse also follows the Madrid Fault. When it exits the United States, up the furthest northern point in Indiana is a place called Economy. And I would not be surprised if our economy crashes. And then as it exits Canada, there's in Quebec, there's a city that's right in the middle of the totality, and it's called Magog. And I think none of these things are coincidence. This is totally God ordained, because he said he created them for signs, you know, on these appointed holidays. Well, this is the number one appointed holiday. As a matter of fact, this is the first commandment ever given to Israel. They were still in Egypt when he gave the commandment to make that day be the beginning of the calendar. And I think it's very interesting that the very first command to his people, and remember, it wasn't just the Jews, there was a mixed multitude, was to get on my calendar.
Mm-mm.
But the art calendar we're based on, the regular world calendar, is only based on the sun. And right, the Islam calendar is based only on the moon. But God said in Genesis 1:14, let them determine all of the days and the years. But see, we're not on God's calendar. If you remember Daniel, the first thing the Antichrist wanted to do was to change the times and the seasons, because he doesn't want us to be with God.
Very true. Very interesting. I mean, keep going. I mean, I'm not I'm not interrupting you because I want to hear what you're saying. So keep on going.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want you to know that, you know, I'm more than happy to you, for you to jump in any time. But just some of the things that are just so incredible is when you realize, just like the master and the slave, time is in charge of the master. The master tells the slave when to go to bed, when to get up, when to make his dinner. Well, guess what? God determines our calendar. And so we've got to be on his calendar, you know, if we're going to meet with him, because timing is everything. And one of the things that I think is so fascinating about all of this is how God predetermined everything from the beginning. If you remember, God said he declared the end from the beginning. Well, guess what? God predetermined, it's like a father whose son is going to die. And what God, the father, said was, I'm going to determine what day my son is going to die. I'm going to determine what time he's going to die. I'm even going to determine what songs were going to be sung at his funeral, as a matter of fact. You know, in the Gospels where it says they sang a hymn, and then after the Last Supper, they sang a hymn and went over to the Mount of Olives, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know the words to the song they sang. Isn't that amazing? But everyone has the words to the song, because every Passover, the last hymn at the Passover Seder is Psalm 118. And so what were the final words that were spoken and sung before he went over to the Mount of Olives? That's the psalm that says, this is the stone the builders have rejected. It's becoming the headstone of the corner. And it's like, my goodness. Well, this is called the Hallel, Psalm 113 through Psalm 118. And they sing it three times a day during the 8 days of Passover. They sing it at like 9 in the morning, at noon, 3 in the afternoon. And so that following day, it says in Mark, they bound him to the cross at 9 in the morning. Well, Josephus records there were 2.5 million people in Jerusalem, okay, during that time frame. 2.5 million. Well, can you imagine the 2.5 million member choir? Oh, my gosh. Here, it's 9 in the morning. They're nailing Jesus to the cross, but that's at the time of the morning sacrifice. At the very moment the high priest is binding the Passover lamb to the altar, they're binding Jesus, the Passover lamb, to the cross, and they're singing Psalm 118, which has the last verses, bind the sacrifice with cords, even to the horns of the altar. That's what Jesus is hearing everybody singing while they're binding him at that very moment. And then, of course, at noon, when it goes pitch black, here he is suspended between heaven and earth. And what does he hear a 2 million member choir singing? Psalm 118, which is the right hand of the Lord is being lifted up. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. I mean, this is crazy. God had David write the funeral hymns 1,000 years before Jesus even came.
Well, obviously, you know this probably better than I do, but anyone who believes in the Almighty and born again has the Spirit of God in them understands that God's ways are perfect. Nothing happens in his timetable by chance. Everything is set up just exactly the way a sovereign creator wants it to be. We know that.
Isn't that awesome?
It is awesome. And that should build our faith tremendously, realizing he really is God. There's nothing here that's going to, you know, I've said this many times. One time an old preacher said to me, has it ever occurred to you that nothing's ever occurred to God? And I thought, wow, that's good. That's good. Because nothing takes you by surprise. And so, see, you're getting to things now that I never studied, and I'm really enjoying it. So you think the eighth could be a sign of something imminent in the future, whether, I mean, we're not setting dates.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, in the future. And here's the one thing that Christians really need to grasp. I mean, if I ask them, do you believe God is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Everybody says, of course. Well, guess what? If that is really true, if he died on Passover, he was buried on unleavened bread, he rose on first fruits, with Pentecost happening on Pentecost, if he fulfilled those spring feasts to the day of his first coming, he's going to fulfill the fall feast to the day of his second coming. The Feast of Trumpets will be fulfilled on the Feast of Trumpets. Yom Kippur will be fulfilled on Yom Kippur. Tabernacles will be fulfilled on Tabernacles, which is why we got to get on God's calendar, because in Hebrew, those dates, it says, were dress rehearsals. That's why for 1,500 years, the Jews rehearsed killing the Passover lamb on Passover. It was a dress rehearsal for when Jesus was going to die on that day at the time of the evening sacrifice. Well, Feast of Trumpets, hello, the book of Revelation is all about trumpets. The tribulation will begin on the Feast of Trumpets.
Wow, very, very interesting. You know, when the Israelites were told, of course, to keep the Passover as a sign of the coming of Christ.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
So these are things that... And all these, of course, are tying together. So when it comes down to the eclipses you mentioned already, this one will be, what the other two are taking place. Isn't that a kind of a letter? Doesn't the A and this letter, the
yes.
stripe across, it kind of make a letter of the Hebrew alphabet?
You're exactly right. You are so on top of it. The capital letter A, if you kind of turn it cockeyed a little bit, it looks like an ox. That's like we have different fonts on our computer. That's the font that David used to write the letter Aleph. We have A to Z. For them, it's Aleph Tav. And the Aleph is exactly what it looks like. Well, if you forget the one that happened in October. If you just have the two, the first one that went from Oregon to Carolina, and then this one that's going up, that forms an X, which is the ancient letter Tav, which means sign. Okay, and then you add the other one. Now you have the letter Aleph. So you literally, within these eclipses, have the Aleph and the Tav. And do you know what's absolutely crazy? The Tav is the Hebrew letter for sign, but it's also the Hebrew word for sign. Tav is a word, T-A-V, and it means a mark, a signature, or a sign. Okay, well, just like in Roman numerals, the Hebrew letters have numerical values, and the letter Tav is 400. Well, in Genesis 1:14, God said he made the sun and the moon for signs. Well, guess what? You know how, think of a tall building. Let's say a 100-story building, right? Now take it times four. You have a 400-story building, and right next to it is a one-story building. Well, that one-story building isn't going to block your view of the 400-story building, but it will if it is a different distance away. Like my thumb can totally block out your head or a building.
Right.
Well, guess what? God created the sun exactly 400 times larger than the moon, and it's 400 times further away. That's why they look like the same size in the sky. So here, mathematically, talk about how God smart is who created all this. The letter Tav is a numerical value of 400, which means sign. He put the sun and the moon as signs, and they're 400 times larger and 400 times further away.
Wow. You know, and again, a little bit of study on a lot of things, including creation, the universe that we know and beyond is so perfectly balanced.
Exactly.
Is, you know, and so the people who believe evolution have a lot more faith than I do, believe me. I mean, a creator made it.
Right.
We know that. Folks, back at the break for your phone calls. If you have any questions, comments, love to hear from you. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back, and I'm so glad you're listening tonight. And I want you to stop and just realize something. This week alone, on the programs we had this week, with a Baptist preacher on Monday night talking about fighting the demonic possession and seeing it manifested, and having a devil so powerful that one time it literally shook his house like an earthquake. Now, these are true stories. Last night, Mac Van Hoos discussing the antediluvian age before the earth was destroyed the first time and what was going on there and what we look forward to in the future. And tonight, with our guest, Pastor Mark Biltz, discussing what he sees now with God's calendar and what he's seen in history and what could be coming in the future. Folks, this is not a coincidence. Our fathers put together this knowledge and this wisdom to try to help others understand. If you're listening to this program tonight, and I'm saying this humbly before God because it's not me and it's not Pastor Mark, it's the Holy Spirit of God with a plan to get the word out to the people as much as possible. This month is getting, it makes me 31 years this month on the radio. I like to think that somewhere along the way we was able to educate somebody on something to help them get through this world of confusion and chaos. Well, these last three programs alone have given you enough knowledge to make you to whet your appetite for more. And that's why we have these guests on. And our guest tonight, when I read about him, what he was teaching, and a little bit about his background, coming from a Catholic background, a Jewish background, I mean, my goodness, you can't get much more much more diverse than that. and now a born-again believer in Christ and trying to teach what's happening in the world and showing people according to what he knew as a child, as a Jewish calendar, what the future could hold for all of us and what it is going to hold for all of us. I think this is a tremendous, tremendous blessing for us to have him on tonight when the other guests head on also. Now, brother, you go right ahead and finish your comments. And, folks, the phone line's open, 844-769-2944. All of us to get on our knees and ask our Father to please show us, guide us, and help us get through this, what's ahead in the future. Protect us with his by his divine providence, that we get through this for his glory. And if we get called home doing this, that's okay. Now, we can't lose, folks. If we leave this world, we got a much better place to look forward to. But go ahead, Brother Mark.
Oh, well, thank you so much. What's amazing to me is, as you were saying, God is very mathematical, scientific. He's the master conductor of the universe. Now, I'm sure your audience and you are aware of the 7-year tribulation, right?
Yes.
And that comes from Daniel's 70 weeks, right?
Yes. That's what the,
well,
that's what
Daniel's 70 weeks.
I don't know to agree with all that, but yes, I understand what you're talking about.
I don't necessarily agree with it all either. But from what I understand that is taught, is there 1 week left? Is that anywhere where you're thinking or not?
Yes, that's very close. Yes, I believe that we're... This is my opinion, of course. I'm not setting dates.
Yeah, I want to know your opinion. I love your opinion.
I think we're living in the signs of the last times.
Like, absolutely. No doubt
about
it.
As a Noah's Day. Here we are again.
Oh, I totally believe that. What I was going to say is, for those who believe that it's 7 years long, okay, that comes from the concept of a Shemitah week. This is where we get our bankruptcy laws from. You can only claim bankruptcy after 7 years. It's from the Shemitah cycle, where the land had to rest every 7 years, and there was an economic reset in Israel. Well, Israel hadn't kept that for 490 years, and that's why they went into the Babylonian captivity for 70 years. So the land could rest all 70 years at one time that it had missed, because they didn't let the land rest for 490 years. Now, Daniel knows, and he's in Babylon for all his life, practically, because Israel did keep the Shemitah cycle. Well, now he's in Babylon, and he gets this vision, and he ends up talking about 70 weeks, but it's weeks of years. It's the 7-year cycle, so that's 490 years. Well, here's the thing. If you believe, and I'm just saying if you believe, that there is a 7-year time of trouble, of which half of it may be called the Great Tribulation, whatever you want to call it, it's not a random 7 years that could start any day, any month, any year. It has to start because Daniel was Jewish. That may come as a shock, but yes, Daniel was Jewish. And the 7 years he's talking about is a Shemitah cycle. So the first year of the tribulation would have to begin the first year of a Shemitah cycle. So where are we in the Shemitah cycle? That's the question. Well, the first year of the next Shemitah cycle is in 2029, 2030, when the WEF, World Economic Forum, wants to do its thing. So I'm just saying, from one standpoint, the tribulation, and I'm not talking about the rapture, it could happen, you know, any day, but the tribulation itself, it looks like, can't start until 2029, 2030. But, and if it doesn't start, it can't begin for another 7 years, because the 7-year tribulation needs to begin the first year of a Shemitah cycle. Now, aside from that, what I see coming, I had discovered 4 total lunar eclipses back in 2008, and that's when I discovered that when you put them on the biblical calendar, the last time it happened was 1967 when they captured Jerusalem, 1948 when they became a nation. So I knew it meant war. but I wasn't sure what those 2014, 2015 blood moons meant, but they did happen on the biblical calendar, Passover and Tabernacles, 2 years in a row. And normally NASA says you only get one total lunar eclipse in a year and a half, and here there's four. And they fell on Passover and Tabernacles. So I knew God was trying to speak to us, like he said in Genesis 1:14. I didn't realize what they meant until this last year. What was amazing, when you know the calendar, the year of Jubilee, it's a 50-year cycle, was 1973 to 2023. Well, the last time we had the four blood moons was in 67, and that was the year of the 67 Six-Day War. And it was exactly 7 years before the Yom Kippur War. You can only proclaim the year of Jubilee on Yom Kippur. So it was the very first day of the announcement of the Jubilee cycle that the Yom Kippur War happened. And then in 2014-2015, the four blood moons was again a seven-year warning before the October 7th war, which was the very last day of the Jubilee cycle. So what are the phenomenal astronomical odds of having four blood moons exactly 7 years before the first day of the Jubilee, and you have the Yom Kippur War, and then another four blood moons exactly 7 years before the last day of that Jubilee cycle? And so all involving Israel, because the moon is symbolic of Israel, the sun symbolic of the nations. So here is what I see going on. These eclipses, there are solar and lunar eclipses that are happening over the next several years, and they're all falling on biblical holidays. That is completely mind-blowing. So I see war coming to the United States, internal as well as external. Yes, internally, yes. We know there's a big war going on between pro-Trump and pro-Biden
supporters. And by the way, 25% of Americans think the states they live in need to secede from the Union. And the one that the one with the highest percentage is Alaska.
Wow. Wow. But yeah, so I see civil war happening all over the United States. I see riots developing between the political left and right. I see riots developing between the pro-Palestinians, pro-Israel. I see riots happening between the pro-immigrant and the illegal immigrants, or those that are anti-immigration. I see that happening. But this country has let so many terrorists in from over 100 nations. I really believe we're going to see terrorist attacks in the United States like is happening in Israel. I think we're going to have suicide bombers.
We know of 37,000 Chinese nationals come in last year, 2023.
And they were all military-age young men without wives or kids.
Absolutely. And they come in, the folks, if you ever watch a video of them, you watch online, their military bearing is undeniable. And they have weapons cached all over the United States and RPGs, everything else. It's there. And by the way, I had a caller last week. I was in the office last week, Brother Mark. I had a caller from New York. Two Chinese illegals. They call them immigrants. The two Chinese were illegals, but they were target practice in a state force in New York, where it's against the law. So they were arrested. Why would two Chinese immigrants, legal or not, be out target practicing, especially in a state park? Something going on here.
Totally, totally. And I believe they're trying to destroy this nation. We're going to see major civil war. I think we're going to see terrorist bombings. I think we're going to see suicide bombers blowing themselves up in grocery stores, blowing themselves up at gas stations, blowing themselves up on bridges. And that's going to cause such trauma in the United States. And we have no leader. The elections may not even take place. And we're at our weakest point militarily ever. So I believe this year there's a good chance China could attack Taiwan, Korea, North Korea, South Korea, Iran and Hezbollah attacking Israel. We got Ukraine. There's no way we can have the money, number one, or the will to take on the whole world on four different fronts.
Well, you know, and you probably know this, Kissinger said this many years ago, Henry Kissinger. I don't remember the exact word, and he's talking about UN troops. We'll just say that he said that the United States would be up in arms, so to speak, if they had UN troops patrolling the street. Well, and I wonder, their motto was out of chaos orders. I knew they were going to cause chaos,
and
people were afraid. But now already we have National Guards patrolling the subway in New York City. We have the National Guard being asked to come into public high schools in Massachusetts to keep the children in check. Now, folks, this is all for real. This is all for real. And so we're seeing this come together, just like Henry Kissinger said it would. And we're watching our nation dissolve into chaos, just like the Bible says, because of wickedness, so to speak. Many are the princes or the rulers thereof, because people will not govern themselves. They got to bring in armed thugs to govern us. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You are so on top of it. Your listeners should be proud that you are the one that's leading this thing, because you are right on top of it. And the thing too is, our economy is going to crash. A lot of people, to give you an idea, people don't know the difference between a million, billion, and a trillion, except for another zero. So I like to make it real simple. A million seconds is 12 days. A billion seconds is 32 years. Now, we know it's been about 6,000 years since Adam. Do you know a trillion seconds is 32,000 years? 32,000, five times from Adam till now, every second nonstop. So 1 trillion is 32,000 years, and we are $34 trillion in debt.
And by the way, every 90
every
days.
Every 100 days.
Yeah, there you go.
Another trillion.
Yes, exactly.
That's going to be $60 trillion in 10 years. This is all funny money. We're going down the toilet fast.
And this was all planned long before you and I were born.
Of course.
We know that. I was reading an article that mentioned about the states wanting to secede from the union. And it's kind of amusing. One of the questions somebody asked was, now, if we secede, can we keep our Social Security? Now, that's what... this is America today. We are so dependent on our tyrants ruling over us. We're so dependent on them that we've sold our birthright for a bowl of porridge.
Oh, you are so right on. You are so right on. And that's basically what happened in the time of Joseph. Egypt nationalized everything. They took their land. They took everything. They were beholden. And then they got their government check every week or every month, and they were happy, you know.
Yes, yes. That's the same thing. America was too strong morally and ethically as far as wanting their independence until the 1930s and started Social Security. Then it went to Medicaid, Medicare, HUD, all that. We become so dependent upon our masters.
Yep.
And
that's
that, by the way, that's cursed. Jeremiah 17:5. Cursed be man that puts his trust in man. But anyway, let's take a phone call for in our town. Let's talk to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor. Hello, guest. The last time that there was an X formed on the Earth were two different solar eclipses exactly 7 years or 7 years apart and a lunar eclipse in between them was when the original Babylon fell. That's the last time that was seen.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yes, I've heard that.
They found that on an ancient tablet.
Cuneiform tablet. Yes.
And so that I'll tell you maybe who America is. Go ahead.
Well, a lot of people think America is mystery Babylon.
And we are going to fall. And it's not going to be in 7 years. It's going to be very soon.
You are so right.
90 days. To 90 days when Babylon fell. We are going to fall.
Yes, we are.
We are doomed, and we drop this on ourselves. It doesn't matter what anyone else says, and this one does, and that one does. We ourselves had a choice, and the choices we made contributed to the evil that is occurring. Our sins have been forgiven, but we haven't been strong enough to fight the sins that occurred, and they just avalanche. You were talking about 70 years. It's been 70 years since the Korean War treaty, and that was a peace that was not a peace.
That's true.
And that was our first loss.
You see, that the reason we lost the battle, we didn't show up to the fight. Apathy, indifference, and government checks. We can't bite the hand that feeds us. Very good point.
We're worshiping what? Money. We're coveting.
Yep.
Coveting it. and property, and who has the most, and who does this, and who does that. We're doing, we did exactly what God told us not to.
Amen.
And we're standing here saying, well, we'll just say we're sorry, and God will forgive us, and he'll let us continue. No.
Doesn't work that way after a while. No, it doesn't.
It don't work.
Okay.
Someone said 2.5, a preacher a long time ago had a dream that it would be 2.5% of the population that survived, that is pure. That is what he thought a remnant would be, what he was told a remnant would be. Well, that's 2.5% of the world population.
Wow. Any comments?
Well, caller,
not very many people.
Go ahead, Mark.
Caller, I just wanted to say that you are really right on, and this is why I've written a book that comes out next week called America at War 2024 through 2026. I believe we're going to see war coming to the United States this year, no doubt about it.
And it'll start out as a civil war. It'll start as a civil war, and when we're fighting ourselves, it's all over.
Pastor, that's already going on.
Yes, it is. It's going to get. It's going to go to a hot war. I mean, literally, it's coming to a time
war.
That you're going to arm yourself. Just
we just
to take
haven't
care
started,
of your home.
You know, shooting at each other. There's stabbings.
That's coming.
There's people being run over. There's shootings, but
it's
we
coming.
Just haven't had, you know, groups of people coming straight together and at each other. But we
it's
are
coming.
At war. Your program is correct. We are at war, but it is a spiritual war, not a physical war.
Go ahead, Mark.
Well, I was just going to say that earthly wars are mirrors of what's going on in the heavenlies. Okay, there's heavenly. Do you remember in Daniel chapter 10, he's having a vision, and there's this great warfare going on in heaven, and Gabriel comes to him and says, I would have come to you 3 weeks earlier, but I was battling the prince of Iran, Persia.
That's right.
But
That's
he says,
right.
Michael the archangel came to help me, and so then I could come and talk to you. So the battle in heaven also echoes here on earth. That's what we need to realize. And that vision in Daniel 10, you look, it happened in the month of April, in the month of Nisan. And so I believe since it happened in the month of Nisan, and in the vision, Gabriel shows them of what's going to happen to them in the last days. So I believe this attack is going to happen in the month of April, either this April or next April. They're echoes. The wars in heavens are echoes of what's wars on earth.
Very good information. Very good. Jan, anything else you want to say very quickly?
Just work on this. Let's all work on the spiritual part of all of this.
Amen.
I told you, keep getting closer and closer and closer to God. Prepare
Amen.
Yourself when you're faced with the question, your life, your physical life, or your soul.
Amen. Very good point. Thanks for the call, Jan. Appreciate it. Folks, the line's open, 844-769-2944. Brother, this has been beyond interesting. We got about tell the folks how they can find out more about you, contact you perhaps. How can they find out more about you?
Go to our website, www, and then it's ESM.US for United States. The ESM stands for El Shaddai Ministries. So it's ESM.US. They can pre-order the book now. It's on sale, but it'll go to regular price once we get the books in next week.
Okay. And give that one more. And by the way, if people don't have a computer, is there some way they can get a
phone? Yeah, they can just call us. Let me give you the phone number. It's 253-862-8010. And you'll get that discount for the book, America at War 2024.
And that's your office number, 253-862-8010. 253-862-8010. Folks, this is for real. We're not making this stuff up. I promise you, folks, that we're not lying to you. Maybe we're off on some things. We don't know it all. We're sharing what knowledge we have and seeing the pieces of the puzzle come together. Each one of us is given a gift, some gift. Sometimes I wonder what my gift's been. But anyway, we're given something to glorify our Father with. When we come together as iron sharpeneth iron, folks, You come together and put the piece of the puzzles together. I'm seeing more tonight than I had before because I had Brother Mark on. I saw some, of course, with Micah Van Hoos last night, with Pastor Craig Monday night. We see this come together. The battles in the demonic, in the spiritual world is so real. It's manifests itself now in the flesh through the people that follow their masters. And, folks, everyone follows a master. It may be themselves, but they follow a master. Everyone does. Brother, we're down about the last 4 minutes here, so I'm going to let you kind of add in what you want very quickly.
Okay. Well, thank you. I just think that America is on an extraordinary trajectory toward destruction. I believe we've gone over the cliff. And one of the things that is so critical is we need to support Israel in this war. Just like Amalek was the first nation to attack Israel when they left Egypt, Amalek in Hebrew means a nation who chops up people, chops off heads. That's what they did during the Hamas attack. And then, not only that, if you remember, God destroyed during the flood, it says in Genesis, because of violence, twice, because of violence. Well, the Hebrew word for violence is Hamas, and that's what they are facing. And so Joel 3:2, God says he's going to come against all these nations that are trying to divide Jerusalem. And in Zechariah 1, it's the vision of the red horse riding, and Zechariah has a vision of these four horns, and he says, what are these? And God says, these are the four horns that are trying to divide Israel. Well, guess what? Those four horns are represented by the quartet in 2001 who were formed specifically to divide the nation of Israel, the EU, the UN, Russia, and the United States. And then in Zechariah 1's vision, here comes these four other carpenters that are going to saw off those horns. And Zechariah says, who are they? And he says, these are my messengers who have come to terrorize these four organizations that are trying to divide Israel. So I really see us trying to create a two-state solution. We're in trouble.
Well, yeah, I'm sometimes talking to people about that. I'm not all that keen in supporting Israel in the way it is right now. We'll discuss that later on. Let's take one more quick call. Let's go to Joe right here in West Virginia. I'm sorry, Joe in PA. Joe, you got about 30 seconds. Come on in.
Thank you, Pastor. I just want to say to the people, repent, fear Yahweh, and keep his commandments, for it's the whole duty of men. I have a passage, Deuteronomy 13:11, and all of Israel shall hear and fear and do no more such wickedness. Yep. As this is among you.
Amen. All right. Amen. Do you have anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you. All right. We're just about fighting out of time. We got about 45 seconds left. And Pastor Mark, I'll tell you what, when I finish it, I'm going to send a copy of the teaching I'm doing right now, American Prophecy. I think you're going to really enjoy it. But I want to thank you so much. And I'll be in touch. I'll get your phone or your address stuff, send it to you later on. It'll be another couple of weeks before I finish it, and I'll send that to you. But I want to thank you for what you're doing, and thanks for your hard work.
Well, thank you.
You know, it's amazing. Again, as iron sharpens iron, I learned some things tonight. I pray we blessed you too, brother.
Oh, you did. Thank you so much. It's so great having you out there.
Well, I'll be in touch, and you keep in touch also. You have my contact information. You feel free to get in contact with me. Let's keep in touch. As you watch things happening, keep me informed of what's going on, okay?
I sure will. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Thank you so much, Brother Mark. Thank you so much. Folks, we're just about out of time. And I want to thank you all for joining us tonight. And I'm asking, please, if you can help us financially, we sure could use it right now. That's all I'm saying. I'm moving on now. I love you. By the grace of God, I'll see you in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Have a great night.
And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC.com csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.